This doctor, this is dating on Kari Kisika. Kisika is K-E-E-S-E-C-K-E-R. K-E-E-S-E-C-K-E-R. Kari, C-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 7/3/63. Date of visit 2/17/23. The please make a copy of this for Dr. Gerald Woodard. Woodard. Gerald. 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 Gerald Woodard. D-O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is chronic asthma and wheezing. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 59-year-old female who has a known history of asthma since a young age, has been treated by a pulmonologist in California, and has been on Xolair injections in the past. The patient was then placed on Nucala injections, which she has discontinued, and she has also been on an inhaled steroid, including Asmenex. The patient has nasal polyposis, chronic sinusitis, persistent wheezing, and postnasal drip. She has been on allergy shots as well. Most recently, the patient did get admitted to Advent Hospital in Palm Coast in December 22. And was placed on IV salimeterol and was on nebulized bronchodilators. The patient presently coughs up clear mucus. She has mild wheezing. She has nasal congestion and denies fevers or chills. Her most recent chest x-ray showed no active infiltrates, and a CTA of the chest done in December 22 showed no pulmonary embolism, and there was evidence of mild atelectasis. And diffuse airway wall thickening, as well as mucus plugging of the distal bronchioles and patchy basilar mosaic attenuation. Suggestive of air trapping. Uh, But past history includes history of recurrent bronchitis and asthma, previous history of pneumonia and sinusitis, history of fractured wrist with repair, and plate placement. She also had cervical cancer and a hysterectomy, and she has had nasal polyposis with surgical resection on several occasions. Next, paragraph, allergies to aspirin, ibuprofen, dust. Next paragraph, habits, the patient is a non-smoker, uses alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Mother is in good health, and father's illness unknown. Next paragraph. Medication list includes Singulair 10 milligrams daily, albuterol, inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, Asmanex, 220 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID, and Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, prednisone 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Review of systems, patient has fatigue and had weight loss. She has wheezing, shortness of breath, and cough. There's no abdominal pains, heartburn, no rectal bleeding. And she has occasional chest pains and denies calf muscle pains. She has easy bruising, no bleeding gums. She has headaches and memory loss and blackout spells. Also has skin rash and itching. And she has no urinary frequency. I'm sorry, she has urinary frequency, no flank pains. Next paragraph. Also mentioned she has some anxiety attacks. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert. Face was flushed. Blood pressure was 130/70. Pulse is 68, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 138, saturation 96. HENDA norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous. Polyps were noted with nasal drainage. Throat is injected. Neck supple, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And expired reviews toward both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart symptoms, regular asthma and S2, no mama. No S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, is severe persistent asthma. Number 2 is nasal polyposis and sinusitis. And number 3 is COPD. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators and get a CT chest. I'm sorry, not CT chest, I'm sorry, please cancel that. And also advised to get a CBC IgE level and a total eosinophil count. She will continue using the Asmanex 2 puffs BID. Also use a Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Albuterol, NEBS, QIDPRN. She was advised to go on Tezspire, T-E-Z-S-P-I-R-E, Tezspire injections. Labs are reported. A follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Gerald Woodard, D.O. G-E-R-A-L-D, Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D, D.O. Thank you for this consultation.